Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Shane Proffitt, welcome to the UK.
Thank you.
So you've never been before, right?
Never, first time ever.
Well, we've had your music, and we've been absolutely loving it. How it ought to be. We can't get enough of that.
Thank you.
And, I mean, as if that wasn't enough, you know, you keep giving us more and more. You've got two down now.
Yeah, I just came out with two down.
Well, you're like, get them out there. Get them out.
Yeah, I know. I want to keep everybody intrigued and wanting more. So
I want to talk, and I'm sure that you've had to talk about this a lot, but it's always great for people to get to know you, especially over here. Relatively new to this game, right? It feels like it happened quite quickly. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so just about 2.5 years ago, I was cutting grass for a living. Back home in the States, we have medians.
Yes.
And there's grass in the medians. And I was the guy that cut the grass in all of those medians in my hometown.
Right.
I was making $11 an hour. I didn't really have much going on. But I was playing little bar gigs on the side for extra money, and just because I enjoyed it, really. Well, anyways, I was on a first date with a girl I'd never been out with before.
And now you're married.
No. Oh, Lord, no. Don't get me in trouble with my girlfriend. She's like, you're married? No, I was on a first date with this girl that I'd never been out with before. And I asked her what she wanted to eat. And she said, you know, Shane, I really like sushi. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. The thought of eating raw fish turns my stomach. And but anyways, I punched in sushi near me on my iPhone. And we go to the closest sushi restaurant to where we were at the time. And we go to walk in this sushi restaurant, and Chris Jansen holds the door for me when we went to walk in. Anyways, I ended up going up to Chris and his family that night, introducing myself, telling him what a fan I was, and that I wrote songs and that it would mean the world to me if he would listen to some of my music. Long story short, his wife ended up giving me her email on the back of my receipt that I had from the sushi. She told me, hey, you know, I'm a music publisher. Send whatever songs you want us to hear to this email. Here's my email. And you have my word. We will listen to them. Anyways, I get out to my truck. We said our goodbyes, and I get out to my truck in the parking lot. And I pull up my phone, and I had like three or four of the songs that I thought was my best at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was sending them to that email she'd given me. And at the bottom of the email, I put my phone number. And I said, if you ever need anything, here's my phone number. And I wrote it down. And I pressed send on the email.
And this is in the truck this outside
is,
of the
restaurant.
Yeah,
this is like 10 minutes after, you know,
no
we said our goodbyes.
You're like, I'm in there.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want a good thing to go to waste.
Yes.
So 2 weeks later, I'm weed eating a ditch in Columbia, Tennessee. It's a Wednesday morning at like 9 o'clock. I feel my phone ringing in my pocket. I pull out my phone. The caller ID, it just said Jansen.
Oh,
and I was like, So I answered it. You know, I swiped and answered it. I said, hello. He goes, hey, this is Chris Jansen. I said, yeah, I figured that, you know. And he said, what are you up to? I said, well, man, you know, I'm cutting grass. This is what I do for a living. He said, well, I want you to do me a favor. I said, okay, what's that? And he goes, I want you to go put your 2-week notice in and come out on tour with me.
Wow.
And so I did. And ever since then, it's just been a roller coaster ride.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's a Cinderella story. It really is.
It really is. But also, I'm sure it was probably a little bit nerve-wracking to go up and talk to him.
I was about as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, you know? But I mean, it all worked out. Like, you know, I'm a firm believer everything happens how it's supposed to happen.
Of course.
And
any of the songs that we know, were they one of the ones, like, was How It Ought to Be one of the ones?
No, it wasn't. Actually, none of the songs that I've released were anything I sent to that email. Because looking back, if somebody had sent me, you know, the quality songs that I sent them, there's no way. I mean, they were terrible songs.
They clearly weren't, though.
No, they were horrible. Okay. They were. They were. There's no doubt they were horrible.
So we're never going to hear them?
Oh, I hope not. I hope nobody ever hears them. But, I mean, it was just, you know, I was new to the game, and everybody has to have a starting point.
Yeah, it's a brilliant story, though.
Yeah, I'm very, very glad that they saw something in those songs, I guess. And
but now millions of people are seeing stuff in you, and your songs are really touching people, and people can relate to them. And even if they don't know your story, you know, they relate to your music, and it's really catching off. So flash forward then, here you are in London.
Yeah.
Music is taking you all over the world.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in a little bitty town. London is absolutely huge.
Mm.
I've realized that already. But I grew up in a little bitty town. Like, growing up, I think whenever I was in elementary school, like, I went to, in my class, there was maybe like 11 other kids.
Wow, okay, really small.
So, yeah, really small. But granted, now it's grown. I graduated with like 200 in my class.
Okay.
But still, I mean, it's very, very small compared to, you know, other places. And growing up, how I did, I never ever in a million years thought I would get to go around and play my songs and make money doing it, and just even more than that, just have people get touched by my music.
So did it all start with a guitar and your grandpa?
Yeah, it did. When I was a senior in high school, actually.
Okay, so quite, that's obviously not late, being a senior in high school. I mean, that's what, like, 17 or something. But
yeah, I was 18. Yeah,
okay.
I was 18.
But before that, you weren't playing music? That Mm-mm. wasn't your vibe?
No, actually, at all of my family functions, though, everybody tends to bring an instrument, because
sure.
all of my family is from Eastern Kentucky there in the States.
Okay.
And specifically, that area is more bluegrass music.
Yes.
And so, like, my dad plays a banjo. My mom plays a stand-up bass.
Oh,
the
wow.
big stand-up yeah. bass. My granddad plays a guitar. Everybody brings an instrument, and I was always the one over, you know, sitting in the corner twiddling my thumbs because I didn't know how to play an instrument.
Right.
And my granddad asked me what I wanted for Christmas my senior year of high school. And I told him, you know, more than anything, I just want to learn how to play guitar. And so he taught me three chords on the guitar, G, C, and D. Anybody that wants to learn guitar, that's the first three chords you need to know, G, C, and D. And you can play pretty much anything.
Mm.
I went to YouTube University.
Good.
So,
yes.
Prestigious. YouTube, yeah, exactly. You know, anytime I get stumped on anything, I just go to YouTube. And actually, to this day, I still can't read any music. I just play by ear.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that just shows how innate it is in you, right? Like, that was just a gift that you had.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it. My mom always said, I have an ear for music, whatever that means. I assume it's good. But if I listen to something, I can tend to play it on the guitar, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, I may have to listen to it a few times, but I'll eventually figure it out.
So Grand Ole Opry debut.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's something that wasn't even on your bucket list.
It wasn't even on the radar. But I'm very, very blessed to say I have got to play the Grand Ole Opry.
What was it like that first time?
That first time, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I cried like a baby. You look around, and I swear, like, as soon as I stepped in that circle for the first time, I just immediately got chills. All the hairs on my body stood up. Just knowing that I was getting to stand in the circle where everybody that's paved the way for country music has stood. It's just, it's a feeling I'll never forget.
So what's next? Yep. What's the rest of the year look like for you?
Rest of the year, I have some really big shows. I hope I don't get in trouble saying this. We have some stuff with Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay? Okay, yeah, Brooks and Dunn.
We've got it now. It's going.
Yeah. Post it before they change their mind. No, we have some stuff with Brooks and Dunn and some very other big acts, very, very big acts that I'm excited to announce. And next month, I'm going and cutting some more music.
Okay,
so, yeah,
all right.
Back
so we'll
in
have
studio.
More new music from you soon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you already said there's another single on the way imminently.
Yeah, it's called Back Home.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm very proud of where I come from, as we all should be for the most part. And, you know, I just wanted a song that kind of capitalizes on where I come from and what it's like there and how proud I am of it. So
okay.
That's exactly what it's about.
How do you feel about sushi now?
The day that I signed the dotted line for my record deal, I went back to that same sushi restaurant by myself, and I sat there. I told the waitress, I said, I'm ordering until I find something that I like. And so I literally ordered like 5 or 6 different sushi rolls, and most, you know, up until probably the 6th or 7th one, I would take a bite and I'd spit it out because I didn't like it. Until I ordered a crunchy shrimp roll.
Okay.
And I actually like the crunchy shrimp roll. So
oh.
It's not raw fish, but it's a step in the right direction.
You changed, Shane. Success has changed you.
That's right. That's right. Kind of bougie now.
Hey, it's really great to meet you.
Very good to meet you.
And congratulations on your success. It's
Thank
so
you.
Well earned.
Thank
we
you.
Love the music. Keep it coming. And will you come back to the UK and see us?
I sure hope so. As soon as I leave here, I'm going to get a proper English breakfast.
Oh, beans. Beans.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
So, hold on. Is it baked beans?
It's baked beans.
Have you ever had beanie weenies?
Shane, I cannot believe you just said that. So, I was just... I'm from Tennessee.
Yeah.
So I was just home to see my mother last week, and she said to me, do you want to take some beanie weenies back with you? And I went, Mom, I can't really, I mean, I'm not going to take the cans of beanie weenies back with me. And she's like, well, I got all these beanie weenies, and I'm never going to get through them. I've given them to your brother. I've given them to your sister. I've given them to Jim Ray, who cuts her grass.
Yeah.
I've got all these beanie weenies. Just take some beanie weenies back with you. And I was like, Mom, thank you so much, but I can't take
tell your mom I'll take some beanie weenies when I get back to Tennessee.
I wish I'd brought those beanie weenies with me.
Dude, I love beanie weenies.
I love them.
They're the perfect
up.
Snack.
Vienna sausages?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. But wait, do y'all have those here?
No.
You
no,
don't?
No.
Okay, so those who don't know, I call them Viennese, but
sure.
I mean, that's just the southern,
yeah.
I guess. But so there's like that liquid gel.
Jelly, yes.
That they're in. Do you eat that?
I do not, but you do.
No.
Because, I mean,
I know
people love it.
No, it honestly, it makes me gag.
Okay, good. We're on the same page.
I watch my dad, though. My dad
Lord.
Will peel that tab back. And depending on if it's cold or hot, it may be liquid or it may be like Jello.
Yeah, it's yeah.
And yeah. So I watch my dad; he will literally slurp
no.
that juice, and I swear he could brush his teeth with it.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
Please. I can't.
It's disgusting.
No.
Honestly, it would gag a maggot. It's disgusting.
It's hardcore.
It's
pretty hardcore. And the texture of a Vienna sausage or my aunt called them Vienna.
Vienna.
Yeah, Vienna sausages.
Vienna.
The texture is also quite shocking when you think about
what
it.
What about Spam?
Oh, no, we dig Spam. Yeah,
here?
We're okay. Yeah. You can get, I mean, look, some people are turning up their, you can absolutely get Spam here. And fried Spam is delicious.
I love fried Spam. So
delicious.
Do y'all have bologna here?
No, I was just going to say, we do not have bologna, and I do crave fried bologna every now and
fried
again.
A fried bologna and egg sandwich
on
white bread with mayonnaise.
Have you had a cowboy hat? Made with fried bologna? All right, so you know when you fry bologna, it kind of curls up?
Yeah, that's why you...
Yeah, and you got to cut that.
That's why you cut the slit.
You got to cut a slit in it. But the sides curl up. So you fry that bologna, you put an ice cream scoop of mashed potato on top of it to form the top of the cowboy hat and a piece of American cheese.
Dude, shut your mouth.
Right? That's good eats. That is good
put
eats.
Put some Frank's Red Hot on that.
Oh, all right, we got to go.
Yes.
Let's go eat.
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.